As you know, we participate in those peace missions from the very first day they start with the United Nations and before, as Mr. Swin said, we started very early in 1935 participating in the peace mission to the agreement between the Paraguayans and Bolivians after the Chaco War in 1935. In those days, the American delegate was also an ambassador, Mr. Swing. Maybe because you are as young as I am, maybe you remember him, was a young ambassador, Sproul Braille. Sproul, yes. I know him very well. I knew him very well. Well, we are here, as you know, with a very important participation. We are committed to these missions because, you know, as we believe, as you people, that is the only way to help the Democratic Republic of Congo to stabilize politically and to, as a consequence of that, being something very important for the whole stabilization of the continent, the African continent, and the region, mainly. What we like to express is that being so important effort, economically and financially and politically, made by the United Nations, is not supposed we are going to fail. It's not supposed we don't have the right to fail. We must succeed. In terms of that question, I think we must think in not only seeking peace in all these strategic areas. In the neighborhood of the east borders of Congo, not only helping reorganizing and stabilize institutions and power and organizing a very difficult task like the one who is well, the elections in so a big country without internal communications and without the habit to do that. We are a very, very tiny country, only with 3,400,000 inhabitants, with 500 kilometers from the southern point of the state to the northern part, and it's not easy to organize elections. Despite we do it in last 100 years, every 5 years, but everybody is mobilized for that. And but having the experience we have in this field, I think this is a mammoth task to organize election in so a tremendous geographical dimension as the one you are leading with. But I like to say something to add to this comments. We in Uruguay have had in the past and even now in certain areas a very important experience through the activity of armed forces. They act not only in his professional duties, but also helping us to do things that administration sometimes don't have the capacity to do it in a lot of areas. Health, education, infrastructure, sanitary missions. They help us trying to fight against foot and mouth disease when he arrives from Argentina. And they really help us to construct an infrastructure, to develop infrastructure, bridges, highways. They have a group of engineers. They have a very strong hospital, and they help the National Health Organization to provide assistance to the villagers in isolated areas, despite we are so little country, we have some isolated areas. That means that I suppose that if United Nations don't enter in this field after the peace is attained, and after the stability of the institutions is reached, if the economy is not organized again, and it moves by itself, and if so many people on the streets without many things to do continues, as we saw it yesterday and this morning, it could be a very dangerous result of this huge effort. And because Lao Tse already said, because it's a long way, it's necessary that we start today, because it's a long way to go. It's not a long way to go to Tipperary, Ambassador, but it's a long way to go. It's a long way to go, and I think we have the chance to act and to start doing things, like little examples. Being a farmer, as you know, Ambassador, when I arrived to the Kisangani airport, I saw the cattle, I saw the corn, I saw the trees, I saw the land, how fertile is it, and how little things our people already there can do. They can do, Ambassador. And we think that if we start doing that, our force is going to be much more important regarding of the public opinion. Because even in an unorganized country, exists the public opinion. And the public opinion has a lot of ways to express itself, sometimes peacefully, sometimes with violence. And if we do things in the areas where the urban areas are concentrated, they can receive the message not only of peace, because you know, Ambassador, constitutions are law and law are very important, but without jobs and without economy going on, sometimes people lost their hope about the benefits of constitutions and laws. And our people, in particular speaking, our armed forces are prepared to do a lot of jobs because they used to do that at home. And we can, not only in that area, but also in water supply, in mechanical activities, engineering, medical doctors, veterinary, agronomic engineering, social organizers, have a lot of female and male personnel who is already here. Our colonel who leads our group in Kisangani formerly was the chief of the administrative section of the military hospital in Uruguay. It's a very big one, but very, very important and very big. We can do a lot of things, and we like not only to stay, but we prefer to say that we like to professionally speaking, we like to act as military people, all the forces, also the naval forces can do a lot of jobs, technically speaking, on the Congo River, and also our and airfield, when our forces from the armed forces of the air, they can help in the technicalities regarding the activities. But more than that, we used to manage in Uruguay with armed forces all the electricity, the refineries, and everything. And it's a wide area in which we must work, because if not, we have a risk that if the economy in so a rich country doesn't work, well, political stability is not very easy to maintain. Right? We both, ambassador, we are young people, have a lot of time and energy, and we can do a lot of things together. Thank you, ambassador.